Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am glad to see you guys here this morning. So no matter where Paul was, he prayed for his friends. Even when he was in jail or when he was traveling around, he prayed for his friends. And in fact, in the letter that he wrote in Philippians, the letter that he wrote to the church in Philippi, he told them that he was praying for them and that he thanked God every time he thought about them, that he prayed with joy for them because of all of the good things that they were doing for the Lord. They were his friends and he was praying for them. And he prayed that they would know more about how much God loved them, that they would know more about God, and that God would help them when things were hard. Because sometimes things are tough. Sometimes things are hard for us, and we're not always sure what to do. And Paul prayed that God would help them to know what was best. Now we, thousands of years later, we like to help our friends too. And we can help our friends do lots of things. You can help your friends with their homework, or you can help them when they're feeling sad, or maybe if you go play with them, you can help them clean their room so they don't get in trouble. There's lots of ways that we can help our friends. But one way that we can help our friends is what Paul talks about, because we can pray for our friends. We can ask God to help them. We can ask God to help them know what decision to make. We can ask God to help them know that he is always right beside them. And we can ask God to show them how much he loves them. You see, there are times when we can't really help our friends. There are times when it seems like things are too big for us to do anything about, but we can pray for them. And like Paul, we can also tell our friends that we are praying for them. We can remind them that God is always with them and that God loves them, and that we can encourage them by telling them that we are praying for them. I don't know about you, but when I know that somebody's praying for me, it makes me feel better because I know that they are talking to God about me. So one way that you can help your friends, no matter what's going on, is you can pray and talk to God about them and ask God to help them. And we know that God has promised to always be there and that God can help them even more than we could. So this week, if you have a friend who's having a hard time, or you have a friend who just needs some encouragement, pray for them and ask God to remind them that he is right there with them. So now let's pray and thank God for always being with us, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for always being there for us. Thank you for helping us and for showing us what the right thing to do is. Please help our friends know that you are always with them. Show them what's best too. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.